Welcome, welcome everyone to Sports Sharks Week 2. We have the usual cast of characters, Mr. Vitt in the firing line somewhere, and Scott Mai.
Woohoo! What up, what up?
It's going to be a difficult recording with all this noise in the background. Just let it know Vitt is somewhere in the hood or something.
Yeah, I have to get my mental right after a terrible last week.
Terrible.
So recapping.
Not terrible. We didn't go winless.
0-3 was pretty bad to start the week.
Yeah, if that's your bar, man, it's pretty low.
Yeah.
2-2. I've got 1-3 a couple times. Everybody got 1-3. It's all good. Better happen now than later. So
stay positive, man. All right. Recapping in week one. To me, everyone pretty much, you know, the teams that were supposed to win won. And, of course, the news of Aaron Rodgers' demise was heartbreaking.
Terrible, man. Terrible. Bad for football.
It didn't even look that bad.
Yeah, but when you're 38, 39, things just pop. No, you know, slight movement and things will pop. Did you see?
Just like Kobe.
It's that artificial turf, too.
Yeah, I mean.
No, that's what they say. Yeah.
Well, you don't see many other people tearing their Achilles that night. It's just like I said, when you're 38, when you're 38, 39, 40, you know, the slightest thing and your muscles give out. It's just like you said, Kobe Bryant, he didn't do much and he tore his Achilles when he tore it.
Yeah, that's true. Tom Brady never tore his Achilles, though.
Yeah, Tom Brady, he was a freak of nature.
Yeah.
There was a rumor I'm just starting rumors that like the next day Tom Brady, you know, mentioned something or he posted on his Instagram or something that he was working out or something. It's like,
he's on his management tip now for the Raiders. He ain't got time to play no more.
Yeah.
They was talking about Kaepernick, but you know, you already know how that story goes. Ain't nobody picking him up.
Yeah. He's been away way too long.
Yeah.
Has anybody on Hard Knocks ever made it to the playoffs?
Ravens. They won Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, the old school Hard Knocks, like the Cowboys with Aikman and then Ray Lewis, Shannon Sharp with the Ravens. I think that's it. And they've never been another one.
Aikman and the Cowboys and Aikman were on Hard Knocks back in the day.
Yeah, yep. I think I seen that one. Emmitt Smith driving the bus.
Yep.
Okay, because I thought there might have been some kind of curse or something. That is ridiculous, man. Wow.
Yeah, they usually turn around like bad, like not even making the playoffs. They're on Hard Knocks. Yeah. The Cowboys was on Hard Knocks a couple of years ago, and they actually made the playoffs, but you know they didn't really go nowhere.
Lost the Niners.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Cowboys, man, I should have known better than not to pick against them when playing against the Giants. They look like world beaters.
Oh my God. I was watching. I was like, what am I thinking, man? Like, I really doubted the Cowboys knowing that they're 10 times better than the Giants. Giants just have too many unexperienced pieces to try to mesh together real quick. And I was just sitting there watching the game in my Cowboys lawn chair, rooting for the Giants. Like, what am I doing?
Yes. I was very happy when y'all picked the Giants. I was like, what is Vitt doing?
I was just trying to be too cute instead of going with my instinct.
Yeah, too cute, y'all.
My goal was, if you saw, I tried something different. I went with all underdogs, and it just didn't turn out to be that kind of week.
That's my thing.
Oh, I'm going to give you a tip before you pick your teams. The first 2 weeks, typically the favorites win because they you know, the underdog, you know, teams, they're not really in condition yet and everything and ready. And so after the first 2 weeks, then you start getting some, you know, underdogs winning and upsets and stuff. But
and the lines are a little bit soft because the odds maker don't know how to adjust it yet.
Correct. And that's why I usually do good the first 2 weeks. Okay.
Right.
Getting into that segue, let's go over the results for last week.
Let's do it.
Scott, you came in at a decent 2-2.
It's the first week. You don't know what's going to happen, man.
Yeah. You took the Steelers +2.5 versus the Niners and lost. You took the Browns +2 versus the Bengals and won. The Texans +9.5 versus the Ravens and lost. And for the Sunday night game, you took the Giants versus the Cowboys under 45 and won.
Yep.
Vit, you came in at 1-3. You were so confident in your picks. You started off with the Chiefs versus the Lions on Thursday night and you lost. You took the Steelers plus 2.5 versus the Niners and lost. You took the Jets plus 2.5 versus the Bills and won. And for the Sunday night game, you took the Giants plus 3.5 versus the Cowboys and lost. I came in at a typical 3-1 for week one. I took the Jags minus 4.5 versus the Colts and won. I took the Falcons plus minus 3.5 versus the Panthers and won. I took the Dolphins plus 3 versus the Chargers and won. And I lost rolling with Vit, taking the Giants plus 3.5 versus the Cowboys and lost. My theme last week should have been rookie quarterbacks. Rookie welcome to the NFL.
Yeah, that would have been a that's a smart pick. None of them won.
And I told you the Dolphins, they have too much firepower, man.
It's okay. Like you said, first 2 weeks is very Joe Schmo. So congratulations. We'll talk to you week six and see how you do it.
I'll be sweating. So, Vit, since you came in last week, you want to do us the honors? What are your
picks? So this week should be way, way better picks. 90% chance it's going about 4-0, 10% 3-1, nothing less. First pick, I'm going to go with the Bears and the Buccaneers game. I'm going to take the under 40.5. Both offense, low output, decent defense. I just don't think they're going to go over that mark. So I'll take the under 40.5 on that game. Next game, I'm going to take the Chargers minus 3 against the Titans. I just think that team has – the Chargers has too much firepower, too much offense for the Titans to keep up. So I'll gladly take the minus 3 on that one. Next game, I'm actually going to take the big favorite, take the Cowboys minus the 9 against the Jets. If they did that to the Giants and Daniel Jones, in my eyes, is a tad bit better than Zach Wilson, they should be able to demolish the Jets. I know the Jets got a good defense. Should be a good test for the Cowboys offense. They didn't really have to do much this last game. But I could see them easily covering two touchdowns.
I see the spread as 9.5 for that one.
I see 9, dog.
What are you looking at?
It's probably going to go down to 8, so might as well just give me the 9.
I don't think so. It's going to get worse.
They're going to go down a whole point, you're saying.
That's not
they
happening.
Might.
9.5.
I have 9.5 to an odd shark.
All right, whatever then. 9.5. I still said 2 touchdowns, so it don't matter.
Yeah, it should be good.
All righty, man. What's your thoughts, Scott?
Definitely not 4-0 this week. Very Bucks, Bears and Bucks, too obvious, which I'm not sure what's going to happen there. I actually think for some reason the Titans might beat the Chargers this week. That's my kind of upset prediction there. Cowboys, Jets, too hard to tell, too. It's just – That's a very like non-vit pick because people are just gonna think about what happened last week, and that's what you do. Every week is a new week in the NFL.
Yeah,
so.
But the Jets also won too, though, so it won't be too big of a sway. Plus, they're getting 9.5.
Yeah, that's true. But what looks better, the Jets winning or the Cowboys winning by 40-0? The 40-0 outshines the Jets win, but that's my perception.
Yeah, Vid, you just took the biggest Joe Schmo pick of the week, the Cowboys versus the Jets.
Mr. Joe Schmo himself telling me that I took the biggest Joe Schmo play. Come on now, sir.
I'm looking at I looked at that and it's like, oh man, everyone's gonna take the Cowboys, and you're taking the Cowboys. Okay.
Yeah, it's a 3 o'clock game too. I like it though, Vic. Keep it, please.
Yep.
Keep it.
Yeah. So we'll see how good. I mean, we know the Cowboys have a great defense. We'll see how good their offense is, because the Jets probably they have a top four defense.
Right.
And the Cowboys probably is, like, to me, like a top three defense. So we'll see. We'll see
Challenging.
how they respond, how Dak Prescott responds.
The line for the Cowboys games under over is 38.5. So that tells me that's that.
They're expecting the Jets not to score much.
Yeah. We'll see, man. We'll see. First 2 weeks, we'll see.
Yeah, I think it would be better just to take the under. You got two really good defense, one suspect offense, and then you got, Dak Prescott. So I think the under is a better pick, but that's me.
Especially when something's in the 30s in the total, they usually tend
Yes.
to favor the unders.
Yep.
We lock we locking it in, Vid, or you good?
Yeah, we locking that in, yeah.
Locking it in, dog. Come on.
All righty. Don't say we didn't tell you.
Right.
Let's get it.
All right, Skype, you're up next.
Yes, sir. So my first pick of the week is actually going to be tomorrow's night game. I'll take the Vikings +7. I think it's going to be a shootout. Two high scoring capable teams. I know the Vikings just lost last week to the Bucks, but that was just weird. First week is weird. I think the Vikings keep it close. The Eagles probably will win the game, just like they did last week, but they probably won't cover the spread. I like the firepower of the Vikings. So I'll take them. Second game, one of these rookie quarterbacks obviously have to win because they're playing each other. So I actually follow up on my last week's pick on the Texans and take them +1 point. They're playing the Colts, and I still think of the two bad teams, the Texans should be winning that game. They're at home. And then anytime I see -1, I don't like that number for the team that's spotting the -1. So that's just my philosophy there. And the third game, I'm gonna actually pick against the Niners again. Just looking at last week's game and how they blew out the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think that the Rams, for some reason, will keep the game close. It's the division rivalry game. They're at home. They'll keep the game close enough. So I'll gladly take the +8 points on that great game.
Vit, have any comments?
Since he rained down my parade on the spread, I got the Vikings +6.5, not 7.
I thought he said 8, but it's.
No, he said though the Niners was 8. The Rams is 8. But the Vikings, he said 7, and I
Go
think six
left.
and a half.
Go left, Uncle Larry. It's that one opened at 7, so it'll probably just change back to 7 anyways.
Well, if he gets 7, I get 9.
Can't find it.
You have to scroll back left. You're still on Saturday. Or is it not
Oh, yeah.
there? There
Oh,
you go.
6.5.
You see?
Either or. That's fine.
6.5 it is.
All tough picks, you know, but he likes the tough picks. So could work out, but not. We'll see. They're all tough
Yeah.
games, though. I don't like any of it, to tell you the truth, but you know. That could still be a good thing for him.
The
Like the
only
tough
one
games.
I really like is the Rams +8 versus the Niners. That's a lot of points to be giving. But of course, they're like you said, they're looking at last week's performance by the
Right.
Niners
And
blowing out the
the Rams not
Steelers.
bad. I mean, they still got a pretty solid D line to disrupt Purdy. So
Yeah. They won last week.
it ain't a gimme, you know, and Stafford looked good, just tossing around to a bunch of nobodies.
Paku.
Never heard this man before, but go Pacu this weekend.
Just picked him up on my fantasy football squad.
That. I put in a waiver too for him.
Everybody was you saw a lot of transactions today.
I
Okay.
see Kevin scooped up that Gus Edwards real quick.
I need it, man. I always get screwed with injuries, man.
This man is done. I think he's only like 24 years old, right? Dobbins?
It's his second injury already. He done. He
Yeah,
done.
he tore an ACL. Now he tore an Achilles. I mean, yeah, He's not gonna have. It's hard to come back and be explosive from those type
He's
of
like
injuries.
that Geist Juice Edwards or whatever the there is Geist. There you go. Same thing. Too many injuries. Done.
Yeah. Damn, I forgot all about him. Super upside.
Super upside. Same thing with Dobbins, right?
All right.
All right. Let me give you my picks. My first pick, I'm kind of going with the same theme as last week. I'm taking the Saints -3 versus the Panthers. As you can tell, Bryce Young, he's still learning and he doesn't really have any true offensive weapons he can throw to, and their offensive line is pretty suspect. The Saints have a pretty good defense. I think they'll be able to disguise and throw out a lot of different plays in combination to confuse him. And the Saints have too many offensive weapons. So I'll take the Saints -3. My next game, I'm taking the Niners versus the Rams under 44 and a half. I think you got two really good defense. It's a divisional game. They know each other and they typically kind of play like a 10, 13 ball game. So that's what I'm expecting, a good, hard defensive game. And then my last pick, I am going to take the Titans +3 versus the Chargers. Much what Scott said, I think the Titans are going to actually go win the game. They'll use their running game to control the clock. Austin Eckler, he's got a bad ankle, so he's not going to be as explosive as usual. And I kind of like always the home team being underdog, giving 3 points. I'll always take that.
I like the Saints pick. That's about it. I think that's a good that's a good angle for the season if it works out. Just target Bryce Young every week.
Damn, that's cold.
I mean, at some point they're be able
Just
to
allow when
perform.
they play like the Colts and the Texans and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean that's the problem. Like all three of these guys, they're actually pretty good, but in today's NFL, they don't give them time to get acclimated. Or 20 years ago, you'd have first round QBs sit out for the whole year and just learn.
Yeah.
And now they're just throwing them to the fire. So,
Yeah. That's a Titans +3 too. Well, you're throwing a curveball at me this week. You got a mix of Joe Schmo, but a little bit of
I
strategy in
know.
here.
I know.
So it's kind of balanced. I don't know how you, I think you're gonna have a decent week. I'll say that much, but it's hard to. Your pick strategy changed on me a lot of it.
Well, the sometimes they're just too obvious. I got to take the Joe Schmo pick, like the Saints.
Yeah. I think that's too obvious. And I think that the money is on the Saints. So I can see the parent Panthers upsetting. And then I already told you, I actually like the Titans against the Chargers at home. So yeah, that's my feedback for you. Not bad. I'm not bad. Hard to gauge right now.
I'm a little helter-skelter there. Don't know which way I'm going. All right, for the Sunday night game, what do you got, Viet?
Oh, I got the Dolphins -3.
Oh, you're on the offensive firepower now, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Scott, what do you have?
Already know. You already know. Bill Belichick, baby. Give me the Patriots.
That's +3.
That's correct.
All right.
You know you want to ride.
No, I'm going different.
Okay.
I was actually gonna go with like Scott's theme and take Belichick, because there's something about when it's a prime time game, he comes up with some serious scheme, but I'm gonna take the Dolphins versus the Pats under 46 and a half. I think he's gonna come out with some kind of scheme that's gonna stifle the Dolphins' offensive power. And of course, the Pats, they're not a high offensive output team. So I think it's gonna be a low scoring game. I'm gonna take the Dolphins versus the Pats under 46 and a half.
Damn, I like that one
Okay.
too. I feel like that's a safer bet now. But
Oh.
I might just keep it wild and just have different
Yeah.
picks.
No, everybody's picks is different. Nobody agreed, so that's great.
Yeah, that's good. Rare, it's rare.
Yeah.
So I'll take it.
All right. So the last order of business, do we get to change up our Super Bowl picks, or we're going to keep them what we had?
I mean, come
Absolutely
on, man.
not.
Like, give me some leeway. Like, I only have
No.
I want A-Rod, bro.
That injuries happen, man. What I'm saying is, if If we
One
picked
week
and we.
in, like, come on now, like,
Why would you even ask that question? You know we're not doing that,
let me
man.
just pick somebody else, and if I hit, then y'all just throw me 50 instead of 100.
No.
No. I'd rather pay zero than 50 any day.
Yeah. That's called the NFL,
That's
baby.
messed up, bro.
How?
I should have been like Kevin and just went with like the Eagles and something like that. Like,
If Jalen
easy.
Hurts got hurt, you would have been in the same conversation.
That's crazy. You're gonna have me ride with Zach Wilson all year. Unless they pick up somebody crazy, because I know
Yeah.
they're on the market right now for a QB. So, but I mean,
It's
what QB is out there that's gonna save him like this?
Stafford or something.
Well, he's already on a team. You think they would
Yeah.
trade him for him?
Nah,
Yeah, but it might
hell
be a
no.
wash. His team is kind of bad. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
It's gonna be like a maybe like a solidified backup that maybe started over the years. Like, I wouldn't be
what's
surprised they picked up a E or freaking somebody
Arizona?
like that.
Yeah, I don't
Yeah.
know, man.
Mariota, stuff like that, you
There
know?
you go. Yeah. Well, Mariota,
No,
he's a game
Mariota, he don't got
manager.
that. Yeah, no. Oh, they can pick up like Teddy Bridgewater or something. Ain't he?
Hell nah, he sucks. He's too injury prone.
Better than the current
Well,
quarterback.
yeah, that man is terrible. I don't know how he got it. Well, he didn't really get it done. It was really the defense and the running game that helped him. Because even that pass to Garrett Wilson was a boo-boo pass. Garrett Wilson just made a play.
Yeah.
You know, if the Jets actually make it to the playoffs, it's going to be like Ravens 2000 flashback, where
That's true.
the game will be 6-0, 9-0,
True.
6-3,
Yeah.
all defensive and special teams winning the game.
Yeah,
Right.
that's wild, but that's also true.
But the Ravens is probably the second best defense ever, that 2000 Ravens, so I
Oh
don't know if
yeah.
I don't know if the Jets are like that yet.
Nah, not like that. They don't have a presence like Ray Lewis or nothing.
Yeah. You better win the regular season, Vit.
There's options out there. I think there's options out there for the Jets. It depends on what they want to do. I would take
Yeah.
Cooper Rush.
That's what I was gonna say. He he's a
That
he's
wouldn't
a
be bad.
decent, yeah.
Yeah, take Cooper. Nick Foles, I mean,
I don't know about that. I think he's a
oh,
little bit past
trust.
his prime already.
He's 34.
But
I
he's
mean, they
better
took.
than the quarterback they have. Nick Foles is
Yeah, I
better.
mean, they used Joe Flacco last year. Like, ew.
Nick Foles is a Super Bowl champion, bro.
That is true. You can't take that away,
You
that kind of
can't.
experience.
Nick Foles. People like Nick Foles. I was going to say
A lot of
Carson
people are
Wentz. I hate
saying
Carson Wentz.
a lot of people are saying take Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but I don't like that dude.
I know.
He has bad decision making. You can't change that.
Yeah.